Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah begins, Mamatza'a Barefis. If you find an animal inside a corral, Eino Chayavba, you're not obligated to return it. Now, even though, the Gemara explains, even though it's talking about a scenario where, let's say, the corral is not closed, and theoretically he could get out, but it's not a lost object, just because something could go wrong. So therefore, you're not obligated to deal with it, to try to return it to its owner, so in a safe manner. Birshus harabim, but if you find it in the public domain, it's totally unprotected, chayav ba, you're obligated to return it to a safely to its owner. Bimahaisa beis hakvaros, if it's or beves hakvaros, it's located inside a cemetery, or another version of the text of the Mishnah is bein hakvaros. That is between graves. And the Mishnah's case is talking about a person who's a Kohen. So even though there's a mitzvah saseh, a positive commandment in the Torah to return a lost object, and normally we say there's a principle, esse dechalo saseh, a positive commandment can override a negative commandment, the negative commandment of not being metame, of not Kohen not becoming tame. However, there is also a mitzvah saseh for a Kohen to remain in a state of purity, from the Pasuk of Kadoshim Yiyu. And therefore, since there is a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah los asay regarding a Kohen becoming Tameh, therefore the mitzvah asay of returning the lost object cannot override that. The Mishnah continues, Im Amar Lo Aviv, if his father were to say to him, the father of the Kohen were to say, Hi Tameh, you should become Tameh, go into the Beis HaKvaros in order to return the lost object. Or another scenario, even if he's not a Kohen, his father would say to him, don't return, al tachzir, don't return the lost object, even though the mitzvah of the Torah is to return it. Both of these would be a father telling his son to violate the Torah, either by a Kohen going into a cemetery or telling a regular Jew that you should not return a lost object. Lo yishma lo, you should not listen to him, despite the fact that it's your father. But as the pasuk says, "Ish imav aviv tirov es shabsosay tishmarani Hashem," that even though you're supposed to fear your father and your mother, keep the Shabbos, but I and the Hashem, everyone is obligated in my covenant, in my honor, including your father and your mother. Now the Mishnah moves to a different halacha altogether, and that is to say that there's a mitzvah in the Torah that if you see your friend's donkey or other animal collapsing under a load, to help unload the animal is a mitzvah, so say, of perika, of removing the items from the animal's back. And then there's a separate mitzvah of te'ina, which is to help your friend reload the animal. And the Mishnah is going to talk about those mitzvos. Parak v'ta'an, parak v'ta'an. Let's say your friend had an animal that's collapsing under its load, and you unload it, and then you help reload it, so in a way that it can bear it. Parak v'ta'an, and then again it unloads, and it falls, and you have to unload it, and then v'ta'an, afila arbav v'chamisha pa'amim, even if it happens four or five times, chayav, you're still obligated to help your friend. Shenemar azov tazov, you shall certainly help him, and the fact that the Torah uses a double language, that indicates that you have to do it even multiple times. However, the Mishnah says, halach v'yashiv lo, let's say your friend whose animal is not able to bear the load, sits down, halach v'yashiv lo, he goes and sits on the sidelines of Amar, and he says to you, ahoil v'alecha mitzvah, since you have a mitzvah to help me, imritzon chalifrok prok, if you want to unload it, you unload it. Pater, then you are not obligated to help him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, imo. The pasuk says, azov tazov, you should certainly help imo with him, only if he's participating. However, the Mishnah says, im haya zakin ochole, if he's elderly or sick and he can't help you, chayav, then you're still obligated. The Mishnah continues, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok. It's a mitzvah from the Torah to unload the animal, and what that means is unload it for free, without charging. Avalo liton, but there's no obligation to reload the animal for free. You can ask for payment for that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, af liton, reloading the animal is also something that you're obligated to do for free. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili adds another caveat, im hayalav es yasser al masao. If there's more than the proper amount of burden on this animal, the owner of the animal loaded it too much, einu zakuklo, you're not obligated to help him. Shenemar tachas masao, you have to help him out, unload the animal from underneath its burden. Masoi sheyachal lamad bo. Masao indicates its burden. It's a masoi, a burden that it can handle. But if the person overloads his animal, then you are not liable. You're only obligated to help him if he loads it in a normal way, and despite that, the animal cannot handle it.